The 42nd Aspen Gay Ski Week took place in Aspen, Colorado on January 13th through the 20th of 2019. Aspen Out presents Gay Ski Week each year, and the event helps raise awareness and funding for the LGBTQ+ community throughout the Roaring Fork Valley and around the country. The Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program asked adult participants to give messages of hope to teenagers who might be faced with challenges or adversity. Here are moments of hope for LGBTQ teens of the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond.
Hi guys, my name's Anne Friedman. I'm actually the national director of an organization called Gay for Good that mobilizes the LGBTQ community to go out and do volunteer work in the greater community. But I just wanted to talk to you for a minute about what it's like to be in high school. As an LGBTQ teen or an ally, I just want you to know that you're not alone. There are so many people out there just like you. You guys might not be out and showing your colors or talking about it, but you should know that you're not alone. There are many people out there like you who support you, who love you, and I really encourage you to, when you're ready to talk about it, to be out about it, to do that. And if you're not ready, to seek comfort in your counselors, your teachers, adults around you, anybody, just find a community. At the end of the day, it's all about community. And community starts at any age. You don't have to be an adult like I am in my 40s. You can start that in high school. Just get out there and definitely find your people. It's really important to find your people and be you and love you.
Hi, my name is Bob King. I have been coming to Gay Ski Week for 20 years. I put on the comedy nights here, and it's a great joy to give things something back to an event that I love so much. What I wish I'd known when I was experiencing the challenge of growing up gay is that gays are so much more fun and better than the rest of the world, and it is the greatest blessing that I've ever been given. And it took me a while to realize that, but it's always been there. So what's inside is special, magical, and wonderful, and a little bit more fun than the straight people. You'll find that out pretty fast.
Hi, my name's Felipe. I was born in Spain, Ibiza, the party island, and I went to school and reside at the moment in London. I probably have to say that the one thing I would have loved to have known before is that the community is so big. They're so accepting, no matter what walk of life you would like to lead, no matter what decisions you would make or how you want to live your life, but the support is there from all ages, from people who have been through experience from Stonewall, in all different countries. And it's so nice to kind of explore the world and go to places like Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, where you would think they would be anti-gay. However, they have the world's largest prides and community. So yeah, I think I would have liked to have known that it's not just your local town and it's not just your local city that, you know, has maybe two or three gay bars. It's that there's a whole world out there, and every year it becomes more and more accepting.
So hi, my name's Sharon. If I could give myself advice when I was a teenager, it would be to 100% be yourself and not be swayed by others.
I'm Alexis Cummings, and I would have to say that hang in there. Your community loves you, and that you need to stay strong because people love you as well. Your family loves you, and it always gets easier.
Natalie Cummings, Alexis's wife. I would just say that you have no idea what's ahead of you. Nothing is as bad as in that moment when someone hurts you. However, the other end of it is the best part, and it's where you'll learn the most about yourself. And you will find someone in a group of people that become family. Friends often do become family, especially in our community, and there's nothing better than the family that you choose.
Hi there, I'm Adam, Adam Baker from Australia. I'm here at Gay Ski Week, and if I had some advice for myself as a teen, it would be that there are gay skiers out there. There are gay football players, there are gay baseball players, there are gay poets, you can be gay and you can be absolutely whatever you want. It's hard sometimes because you don't see those people, but they're there. And there is a rich community that is ready to welcome you in and encourage you to be a part of. And I wish I knew that, I think, when I was younger, because I grew up in an environment where there was absolutely no gay visibility whatsoever. And I know now that I had a lot of gay friends at the time, and we were all terrified. And I think that's the next part of the advice is, don't be terrified about who you are. Enjoy, embrace yourself, and don't hide your light under a bushel.
My name's Greg McFadden. I live here in the Valley, and I just would love to tell anyone that's struggling with their sexuality that there is just a lot of different types of people in the world, and amen for that. So thank you for shining your light, and I say just follow what your heart tells you, and it knows best. So hang in there, surround yourself by awesome people, and life will be awesome.
Okay, well, my name is Daniel Oropesa. I currently live in Jacksonville, Florida, with my husband of 2 years. And if anyone could have given me any advice when I was either a kid or a teenager, it would be that you have family out there. Family isn't necessarily blood. You have friends, you have a community that's out there that's willing to help you, to look out for you, to give you a circle of influence of people that are gonna help you grow. And even if I was a little kid, I thought that was impossible. Now that I'm 46 years old, I realize this is an awesome community. It's my family. And on top of that, you realize that your own family becomes so supportive. And just never give up. Become a leader in your community. Be the loudmouth. Be the one that, be that shining star. And it's going to be completely rewarding. You're going to love it.
Mi nombre es Daniel Oropesa. Soy latinoamericano. Nací en los Estados Unidos con padres cubanos. Y quiero decir que tenemos una comunidad. Cuando era más pequeño, nunca creía que iba a tener una, lo que, algo que yo considero una familia en esta comunidad. Pero ahora, después de más de 20 años de estar en esta comunidad, yo entiendo que tenemos una familia afuera de mi familia, en lo que se considera mi madre, mi padre y mis hermanos. Y si uno está pensando en algo negativo o algo, piensen lo que van a hacer en el futuro, sean líderes en su comunidad. Usted va a ver que tenemos una comunidad bien cerca que nos queremos como hermanos y va a ver que vas a crecer a ser una persona muy increíble.
My name is Aaron. I wish as a teenager I had heard that there are other role models out there who are out and LGBTQ. Knowing that people are out there and visible as teachers, leaders, changing the world, as politicians, as social agents of change would have made a very big difference.
Hey, my name is Rob, and just know that no matter what you think you've got, some sort of a problem that you can't solve, there's definitely someone out there that would be happy to help you, and you should definitely reach out, because there's lots of good people out there, and you know, don't try to tackle every single problem on your own. So go for it, and know that you've got friends out there, even if you don't think you do.
Hi kids, my name is Melissa Temple. I'm actually the president of Aspen Art that puts on Gay Ski Week here in Aspen. And I'm 57, and if I was going back in time, the one thing that I would have really loved to have is GSAs in my school, a place where I could go and feel safe and talk about my issues, whatever they are. And you have that, so use that resource. Reach out to people you know and trust, and just know that you're loved.
Hi, my name's Luke Stalker. Live here in the Aspen Valley for almost all of my life. Just wanna let you all know that it's a silly thing to say, because everyone always says it to everybody, but it does get better. If you're worried about who you are, where you come from, I was scared for many years of my life, up until I was about 16, and I really just bit the bullet and let everybody know who I was. And would not be the person that I am today if not for it. I'm proud of myself. My family is also proud of me, which is something that I never thought was going to happen. Growing up in a small town can be difficult, especially when the people around you are very tight-knit, and it's hard to be yourself when you kind of follow along with the flow a little too much. But never be afraid to go against the flow. And yeah, you'll be happier for it. And no matter what happens, keep your chin up and know that there are people there for you.
I'm James, and I wish that I would have understood how my words could affect other people when I was a younger person, so I could have made everyone around me feel more included and comfortable.
My name is Carla. I came out when I was 14, and I wish I had more advice, but I was very fortunate. In Houston, Texas, I had a great support group from my family to my teachers, my classmates. I was in an open lesbian relationship all throughout high school, and it was, I guess the only advice is that give people the benefit of the doubt, because, I mean, I came out when I, what year was that, like 1994, and we've come so far since then, and, you know, there are, obviously there are some, you know, not so great people in the world, but there's a lot of love and a lot of great people, and I think more people that are willing to stick up for you than not. So, just, you know, just be you and love who you love, and, you know, and don't look back.
Hi, my name is Amanda. I'm from Houston originally. I didn't necessarily come out in high school. I did have a girlfriend, but we kind of kept it quiet. We were on the same basketball team, and we had a coach who also was gay. So I would talk to her a lot when I didn't feel like I could talk to my family. So I had that support from my coach, and she kind of knew, you know, what was going on. However, nowadays it's a little more, it seems like it's more acceptable. So don't be afraid to, you know, talk about it with your friends or family. There's so many different support groups now that there weren't necessarily back then. I graduated high school in 99. And, you know, just be who you are. Just find strength in that and, you know, just take it and run with it and love who you love.
Hi, my name's Maddie Curry. I work for Aspen Gay Ski Week. You also may know me as Sparklebottom. One of the most important things I think that you have to remember is that always stay true to yourself. Like something I say every year is be yourself and you'll never go out of style, because in the real world, there's so many different colors of the rainbow, and just make sure that you just always stay open, be yourself, and don't let anyone ever take away your sparkle or your shine, you know what I mean? Like, don't let them dull your spark. Like, just because you're different, take that and build from it, you know what I mean? Like, going to Rifle High School, I was picked on a lot, but that gave me the thick skin today to be the leader that I am, and I will be a voice for those that don't have a voice, and I got that thick skin from all my haters, you know what I mean? So take everything, the hate, the love, and just build yourself with it, because you'll end up on top, always, because we're the best. Gay for life! Woo!
Hi, I'm Dr. Steve O'Brien. I am a gay man living in the Roaring Fork Valley, and I'm a physician at Valley View Hospital. I grew up in the south suburbs of Denver and graduated from high school in 1983, and back then it was pretty difficult to be gay. It wasn't cool to be gay. It wasn't hip or anything else. People looked at the bands, the big hair bands playing on the MTV with their earrings. Everyone's questioned that, and everyone's cute, confused. Everyone's scratching their heads, and no one really talked about sexuality in any real important ways. And when I was in high school, I remember being attracted to the other guys in the locker room, and I felt ashamed and wondered if I was going through some sort of phase. I thought maybe I should marry a girl and have a picket fence and mow the grass on Saturday and watch NFL on Sunday and have a couple kids, because that's what my culture expected of me. And I would have really liked someone to be able to tell me that it was just okay to be exactly who I am when I was a teenager.
So my name is Mike, and my advice to youth who are struggling with their sexuality would be to try to just be patient with the process of learning about coming out, and try also to look forward a couple years, because sometimes these are very challenging years and you will get through them, and there's a really great things ahead once you get through the challenges that you're maybe experiencing right now, and you just need to maybe believe that, you know, hearing that from other people that have gone through the same process, that things will be okay, and you'll be much happier and feeling more fulfilled when you get to that point. And it's a little bit of a painful process, but there's not always a great way to skip ahead a couple steps. You kind of have to go through those steps. So just be patient and know that there's lots of LGBT allies in the community and in the state and the country and all around the world who have gone through the same thing you have. And, you know, they all look back on those years and say, yes, they were difficult, but, you know, they're so happy that they've come through that process. And I know that'll be true for all of you as well.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Binion. And, you know, when I'm thinking about youth in today, and maybe something that I would have wanted to hear as a teenager is that you are your only you, and so be that and be proud. And I think that for our LGBTQ youth now, there are so many resources and people out there that want to help support youth today. So don't stop talking. Don't stop talking until you have the ear that you needed.
Hi, I'm Bryce. I guess I spent my whole life growing up being scared and confused and not knowing what I was supposed to be or who I was supposed to be. And then you sort of get to a point where you don't care anymore of what other people think and you just become yourself. So I'm now in the most loving and caring and fun group of people that I've ever been in my entire life. And when you don't really know what's going on, you just got to know that it's going to get better and it will get better. And it is amazing at the moment. So life is great.
Hi, my name is David Sanders. And I just have a message for any kids that might be struggling right now with coming out of the closet. I wish that I would have known that there was positive gay people out there and that were happy. And there are, and we are, and it's awesome, and you should be yourself, and just don't worry about what other people think. And you're number one, you're most important. So be who you are and be proud of it.
Hi, this is Steve Mills. I live here in Carbondale, Colorado. And what I wish I would have known when I was a teenager, when I knew I was gay, was that there's a great community of friends and family out there that are willing to support you, that want to support you. You just have to be able to be very vulnerable and be willing to connect with other people that you think that will build you up. And you could choose your own family. That's the great thing, is that your friends could be your chosen family, because a lot of times they understand you from a different perspective than your actual family. So leverage your friends, leverage your family if you can, and it does get better.
This is Kevin McManaman. I'm the executive director of Aspen Out, and we're the nonprofit that runs Gay Ski Week and takes all the funds from that and gives it back to the community. I have to tell your listeners something that happened today that I'm very proud of. So what happened today is the governor of Colorado, our out and proud governor, declared this week Aspen Gay Ski Week as an official recognition of the state of Colorado. We're very proud of that. We're very appreciative and happy that we're getting the recognition after 42 years. So it's pretty cool.
This project has been a collaboration with Aspen Out, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and KDNK. A special thank you to Janet Gordon Counseling for inspiring moments of hope, and to Aspen Out for supporting the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. For more information and LGBTQ youth resources, visit thetrevorproject.org, itgetsbetter.org, and pflag.org.